ABC Radio Australia.
A 27-year-old Samoan seasonal farm worker has been sentenced to 8 years in jail after pleading guilty to the rape of a teenage girl in Australia. Angalofa Angalofa was charged in January 2024 over the attack and faced the Coffs Harbour District Court last week. Reporter Jordan Fennell spoke with the ABC's Claire Simmons, who was in court to hear the sentencing.
Firstly, Arrawarra Beach is where the rape occurred. It actually occurred on the sand dunes of the nearby beach at Kerindi. But this community was already a bit discontented with the foreign workers who were here to pick the blueberries in our region. We've got, you know, Australia's biggest area of blueberry harvest under cultivation here. And there was a former caravan park that had been converted to worker accommodation. And the workers there were at much higher density population-wise than what used to be a lovely little boutique surf caravan park. So there was already a little bit of resentment towards the foreign workers in the midst of this community. And then this teenage girl, this 17-year-old girl, was raped on the beach one evening and reportedly by a man of Pacific Islander description. And what happened first that was quite upsetting is that they made an arrest about 3 or 4 days after the rape occurred, and that man was then released when the DNA evidence and the phone evidence brought the police around to a different man of Pacific Islander background, who was Agalofa Agalofa, a Samoan national.
And so he was then charged in 2024, more than a year later. We're now at the sentencing. How did that sentencing play out in court that you were at?
Yeah, it's been a really unusual case. So the defendant, Agalofa Agalofa, who's age 27, had a translator appointed by the court for his appearances. So when he was in court, he had that person alongside him translating what was occurring. And it wasn't until after the victim had given her evidence to the court that he and his legal team consulted and elected to change his plea from not guilty to guilty. So that's obviously a very late change of guilty plea, and that only entitled him to a 5% sentencing reduction for that plea. And in addition, earlier in the trial, he had agreed that he was not going to contest his identity as the man who had had sexual intercourse with this girl. So that meant quite late in the piece that the Crown didn't have to present evidence with which witnesses and CCTV that he was the man on the beach. So so he got a further discount for making that undertaking as well. So all in all, it was a very tumultuous case. But the judge, Michael McHugh, in the Coffs District Court, did sentence him to a sentence of 8 years in prison with a non-parole period of 5 years and 4 months, which takes him as eligible for parole in May 29 in 2029.
Now, Angalofa Angalofa came to Australia as a seasonal worker with the PALM scheme, and I understand that during the sentencing, the judge also made the point of mentioning the hardships that PALM workers face. What did he have to say about this?
Yeah, well, this was during the sentencing hearing. So the Crown Prosecutor was at pains to talk about the offender's apology letter, in which he mentioned the devil and temptation. And the defence counsel said this was in no way a mental health claim, but in the context of his traditional Christian faith. And now the judge said that that aspect rings true. Referring to the devil rings true. These Pacific Islanders come here working on the PALM scheme and they are not well off. And the abuses those workers suffer are notorious, but they are very Christian focused.
And why is it so significant that he made mention of this at this point in time?
Look, it's quite timely. Coffs Harbour just last week was the sitting location for a New South Wales parliamentary inquiry into modern slavery. And the area was chosen because the Fair Work Ombudsman has identified this region as a place where over the past 3 years, 62% of employers in horticulture have underpaid need their workforce. So we've got a really shabby record of employers not doing the right thing by their foreign workforce under the PALM scheme. And a lot of the blame is laid at the feet of labour hire agencies and the Modern Slavery Commission. Heard from a woman called Marlia Sykes, and I believe we've got a little bit of what she said to the hearing to play now.
I have seen the unfairness that they have, the treatments of the accommodations that they have been living in. And sometimes I know that our people desperately need the money to support their families.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that they have to live like pigs to earn that money.
Marlia Sykes speaking there at a parliamentary inquiry in New South Wales looking into slavery. Now, I understand that Marlia Sykes also visited Angalofa's parents twice in Samoa. What does that tell us about the ripple effects of cases like this beyond Australia?
She visited his family in July and also after the first day of hearings in September. And what she said is that his mother is a disabled person. She is reliant on a wheelchair to get around, but in the home she mostly drags herself around the floor. So these are people in very impoverished circumstances who are reliant on young men and young women like Agalofa to send money home. But it has brought the PALM scheme into disrepute because of, you know, that community disharmony we spoke about earlier, but also because, you know, here's someone on the scheme who's been convicted of raping a young girl.
That was the ABC's Claire Simon speaking there with the ABC's Jordan Fennell.